I'm Mark Steiner. I'm going to share with you an interview we did with Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger about the bailout of Wall Street. Here it is.
I've been reading. I read the bill that the administration put in, and that bill was isn't hard to read because it was only 3 pages long. It was a very quick read, maybe too quick.
Right.
So the question is, a lot of people have that is that this act is being pushed through Congress much too fast. And that what really needs to happen here is for people to take a breath, step back, and really analyze who should be paying for this, how to set up a regulatory commission that's going to kind of undo what Graham Leach Bliley and the bills before that did, and deregulate this industry so to cause this mess in the first place.
Mark, I'm not sure about that. And let me tell you what my analysis shows. And, you know, I've had communications with Barney Frank, who I think has as much knowledge about this as anybody. I'm glad he's in leadership working on this on behalf of our country. I've also talked to other individuals that I have known in the financial arena just to get other points of view. This is what I see. To begin with, I think you've got to look at history to see how we got where we got and what we need to do. If you look at the Great Depression, the government did not step in when they should have. And as a result of that, we had a very, very serious situation in our country, probably one of the worst financial situations that we've experienced. And we all know this more because of our, not only reading history, but from our parents and grandparents and those who have told us what occurred. I think then, if you look in 1970, when there was another financial crisis, we had the savings and loan crisis. And at that point, I think that the government stepped in right away, and they made a difference. That what they did, they helped out the financial institutions who were in trouble, a lot of it because of the policies of their leadership. But what was going on is that when you have a financial crisis, it affects the whole country. And one of the most important ways, or one of the best ways to rectify a financial problem, is to have confidence and to create confidence in your financial institution, this really big Wall Street. What the government did in the 70s was to enter into agreements with these financial institutions that were having problems. They had to have an agreement. Not only would they pay back the money with interest. And if you look what happened, the federal government made money and yet stopped the bleeding. Now we're today, and we have had years of unregulation of the government not stepping in, and then you have the situation today. There was a lot of greed. And you know, we had a wake-up call in 2005, both Republicans and Democrats. Oxley, who was at that time the chairman of the Financial Committee on the House side, and Barney Frank, the ranking member. And we had we were told that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac did not have enough collateral, that they needed to have more oversight. We passed a bill, and the administration did not like the bill, felt that we needed to have total free enterprise, we're making money, and killed the bill in the Senate. And now we have what we have today. So my opinion, I think we have to move quickly, because when I see the stock market every day failing, I mean, it's almost as if some members who make statements on the floor of Congress, that the market reacts to that. Now, what do we do, and how do we do this? The first thing is we have to stop the bleeding. The highest priority is to get the confidence back, not only in our country, but throughout the world, because the world is looking at us and what we do. And what we need to do by stopping the bleeding is that we have to have a bailout. We have to basically take the foreclosed mortgages and this bad paper that is in default. Because if we don't step in and buy that paper, then this bleeding will continue. And that means people's investments will continue to fall. We'll lose more jobs, and it'll be a very serious situation.
But Congressman, but yeah. One of the things that some people are objecting to in all this is, I mean, there are some people who, economists like Stiglitz and Krugman and others, who are saying that there's a rush, but we're rushing too fast.
Well,
and
we're moving too fast,
and that what we're not doing is we have almost the chicken guard in the hen house, the fox guard in the hen house.
I'm not saying that. I don't see why, if we work day and night, why we cannot put together a bill that will give us the protections that we need. The first protection is that we need accountability. So we cannot let the Secretary of the Treasury have full say on what we're going to do. So so we create a board that will be like a board of directors that will, again, that the Secretary of the Treasury reports to. He reports to the President now, but he must report to this board. And that board needs to be a bipartisan board with experts who know what they're doing. There's no reason why we can't put that in the bill today. And the issue, the second issue is that my friends on the other side of the aisle have an issue with executive compensation. Well, if an executive doesn't do the job, why should they be paid a lot of money in golden parachutes when the little guy who is being hurt? So I believe very strongly that if we're going to help Wall Street, we must also help Main Street. Now, how do you do that? I think the way you do it is that you have to let the banks know, the ones that we do bail out, that they then have to work with their customers, and that being the homeowner, and either have 50-year fixed mortgages, but lower the debt and help them get through this crisis. Because, you know, no, we're not going to get through this crisis until the banks and the financial institutions can start lending again. Because there will be no homes built, there will be no homes bought, home values will continue to fall. So, you know, I think Congress needs to work 24/7 and move quickly. Also, it doesn't all have to go into this bill. So, which means that we need a bill to gain confidence, to help the average person on the street have accountability and not award the CEOs who've made bad decisions, which partially have gotten us into the situation we are today.
The numbers here, though, are staggering. Before we have to close, because we have to go back on the air live here in a minute.
Okay.
But the numbers are staggering here. I mean, the size of the credit default swap market that caused is at the bottom of all of this is $45 trillion.
Yep.
Now that's more than that's what is that, three times as much as the U.S. gross domestic product.
Right.
And we're talking about $700 billion, and in the bill that Paulson put in, Treasury Paulson put in, he's talking about $700 billion at a time that he can only use at any one time. So, and if we never had money for infrastructure, if we don't have money for health care to take care of the citizens of the United States of America, if we don't have the money to rebuild this country and do the things we need, and all of a sudden we find $700 billion at a time, which could be trillions of dollars, where's that money come from?
Well, I get it. We're going to have to raise the debt service. So, you know, we're going to have to raise the debt service. But if we don't do this, what's the alternative? Because what we have to do is rebound as a country. I mean, the policies that we've had are not working, and and now we have to fix them. But we also have to deal with the issue now. So we're going to raise the debt limit so that we can have more money to do this. But what is the alternative? If we don't, we cannot continue to bleed. We will not be prosperous. We will not have more jobs. We won't be able to help people in the financial distress they're in now, because if the market keeps falling, the financial institutions can't lend money, we're going to be close to where we were in depression, and that's unacceptable. Just failure is not an option here.
Dr. Ruppersberger, our 2nd District Congressman, thanks so much.
Take care.
It was a pleasure to talk with you.